And also similarly, I heard another story. This is from the 60s. A Tibetan, someone I knew, met a Westerner, and they had discussions about Buddhism. And in fact, this Western person expressed a tremendous admiration to the Buddhist teachings, and said that, you know, the Buddhist teachings embody one of the highest teachings on compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, and so on and so forth. And then at the end, he warned the Tibetan. He said, "But at the core of all of this is a nihilism. In the final analysis, Buddhists would say there is no self, there is nothing out there, there is nothing, and there is, you have no real basis for any of these." So it shows that there is a real scope for misunderstanding emptiness, the profound teachings on emptiness, and viewing it as some form of nihilism.
No, yeah. Ta, shise, da, yumse, dindeye ki thane, shogor be, ta, dindeye ki thane, ta, Soda Chandunigi, Tamadinigi, and the Kashulpi Kanaji Chi, any Sugenicha in Edado, Nan Chi, Nyon series and Chedi in Edado, Nigalalia, Korapi, Sumshi Shiru, the Tambuchi, that man, I am married, and he made this ane, any Chi Sugen, any Chameda, Dada. 두전 참에 숨쉬로 두전 참에 스코라프게 롱수토지 코라 시르지 샤네 되네 이네 시네다 수신 쉐리다 두대네 다음은 시기 나시벌 차산에 다 즈브게지 참에 이네 시에니 시디도 안에다 가다 치다난 그 쳇디디 시베 코라 가서 그래 라랑 소스베 롱수토베 라왕 땜부지 다네 다 남샤디디 시에인 거 알아 자 근데 이메 이네 산에 아니 최선을
So because of this scope for misunderstanding the teaching of emptiness as a teaching of nihilism, and also because of the difficulty of the subtlety and the profundity of the teachings of emptiness, we find that even within the Buddhist, even among the Buddhist schools, there are schools such as Vaibhashika and Sotrantika schools who accept the idea of no self, the teachings on no self, only in relation to the person, not in relation of all things and events. And because they feel that unless you ground your perception of reality in some kind of elemental constituents, something that is permanent, something that is stable, then there is no possibility of accounting for the reality that we all experience. Therefore, Sotrantikas and Vaibhashikas, they try to understand the nature of physical reality in terms of positing the ultimate constituents as what they call indivisible atoms or indivisible particles. And these indivisible particles are said to be unitary, permanent, and stable. And they then constitute the sort of ultimate reality out of which then arises the macroscopic world that we can all experience. And so they ground the reality of physical world to this ultimate constituents, which are indivisible particles. Similarly, they account for the reality of the mental world by positing indivisible units of consciousness, or units of thought and consciousness, which are said to be the ground from which then arises the experience, our consciousness, and so on. So they limit the understanding of the Buddha's teaching on no self only in relation to person and self, but not in relation to all things and events. And because of this, in fact, they would go to the extent criticize the teachings on emptiness of all phenomena, saying that it is nihilistic. So from, and sometimes even Vaibhashikas and Sotrantikas go to the extent of rejecting the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras as not being authentic and genuine teachings of the Buddha.
다 용주로 돼. 장황군 다 이동돼. 얘는 용수도와. 나 그래 현지 다 시루기 다 가서 그게 시루 다 춘이 돼. 춘이 용수도 되네. 전제적으로 춘이 돼. 아니 다다봉 원리로 동아래스 다다봉 아니 모두 봤잖아 다들 속사 다들 이 비리잖아 나와 가다 시진기 너네 아니 숭샤바 디기 단다디 콜로 탐에 대하셔 너 시진기 다 공부들 있고 그래 시진에 시진은 멸아야 시진은 멸아야 하지 이네 시진기 무신기 치기디 너 시진 캐랑 같이 보이나 아니 군대로 누구도 산네 더더 시진에는 순간적인 바기 쳐 뉴질이 쳐도 뉴질이 쳐 탐전러리야 이해하면 봤지는 탐전 원이 좀 더 숨겨야리 대단하 아니 최신 상황대 랑승이 모두 버리 최신 상황 랑승이 모두 버 이나 와 아니 최신 매배 최신 영신 매배 인도 자네 아니 주니 샤토 말이지 나 동신 매나 아니 가서 또 샤토 말이지 근데 이번 인도 자네 가다 이제 최신 상황을 보았다 정도 근데 이번 인도 다 되니 시진 광대인데 콜로 탁대 가서 주고 너도 광대가 짜는 시신 다 아니 시진 광대 또 그래 다 시자네 아야 로도스 레마데
and then
내가 최이 담이로 내가 열었지 이네 최이 담이로 고안란다지 너한테 아니 로도가 치매 빠버리 로도가 치매 레
and then there are of course those such as the mind only school who although have admiration for the teachings of the perfection of wisdom scriptures and the emptiness teachings of emptiness and also they accept the idea of emptiness of all phenomena of all things and events however they do not accept as I explained before the literal truth of the teachings of the perfection of wisdom scriptures because they argue that if we were to accept the literal reading of the perfection of wisdom scriptures, then in the perfection of wisdom scriptures, there is a uniform treatment of all phenomena, all things and events across the board, uniformly being presented as empty of inherent existence, being devoid and being absent of intrinsic reality. And the mind-only school argue that this literal reading of the rejection of negation of intrinsic reality of all phenomena across the board uniformly cannot be accepted literally because it represents, it would constitute nihilism. And so they therefore interpret the meaning of emptiness in relation to different contexts. And they do that according to what is known as the three natures theory, the theory of the three natures, these being the dependent nature, the imputed nature, and the ultimate nature. And according to this, they divide the reality into three categories, the dependent phenomena, imputed phenomena, and ultimate phenomena or ultimate truth. And they argue so when they speak about this, then they take dependent phenomena to be the basis, and imputed phenomena is that which is to be negated, and ultimate reality, ultimate truth is what is left as a result of negating imputed phenomena, imputed nature. So of these three phenomena, then they speak about three natures. And according to, in this way, then they try to understand the perfection of wisdom's teachings on the identitylessness or emptiness of all phenomena. So they say that the idea of identitylessness or emptiness must be interpreted differently in different contexts. So it is a contextual teaching. We can speak about the imputed phenomena as being devoid of identity of intrinsic reality. This is because they are pure constructs. And whereas the dependent phenomena cannot be said to be absent of intrinsic reality. Dependent phenomena does possess intrinsic reality. So that in the context of dependent phenomena, we must understand the identitylessness in terms of absence of independent production, causal, independent causation, and dependent phenomena come into being only as a result of other causes, other factors, and so on. So they do not, they are devoid of the nature that of coming into being from an independent causes. And then they interpret identitylessness in relation to ultimate truth in a different way, where identitylessness is understood in terms of absolute existence. And they say that this is how one must reinterpret the teachings of the Perfection of Wisdom, and that therefore the Perfection of Wisdom sutras cannot be accepted as literal or definitive. And they argue that because if on the other hand we are to accept a literal reading of the Perfection of Wisdom sutras, then we will have to reject the notion of intrinsic reality across the board, or to entire spectrum of reality, which would include dependent phenomena. And dependent phenomena includes our subjective experience, our cognitions, our consciousness, and so on. So if we reject intrinsic reality of these, then there is simply no basis, and without any basis one cannot speak about the emptiness of that thing or event. Therefore, rejection of a negation of intrinsic reality of dependent phenomena constitutes nihilism and negation of all three natures of reality. And so it is in this way they reinterpret the teachings of the Perfection of Wisdom sutras. However, from the point of view of the mind-only school, such a reinterpretation represents a misapprehension and lack of complete understanding of the Buddha's teaching on emptiness.
Naya. Tadine da umobali ya meba yedenge. Shijing gi shumne da sunun namje gi baga chotam jalo ni ngoni gi modu res. Jene ada de ria meba yedeba. De dagara be da chotu jebe ngoni gi modu re chotu je damar modu re chene chotu je rajini tu be pare sage. 가서 그게 동절이야. 내가 여쳐. 동절을 내가 여쳐리야. 동배 고든디. 아니? 에. 다? 아. 따든잖아. 우메 중국거는 송샤번 되시네. 따든잖아. 다니야 매버리. 치단난 건 거고 강다 강이네. 따든잖아 미니버리. 자다 드레이 메이드 자네. 추연남기 실루 이누스야데. 아. 강도야 매버지. 강도야 모르버지. 좋아. 최남 강동양 모두지 대삼시 내륙샤 지사다 아니 강동양 모두가들라 르 지양 민진벌 샤바디 아니 내륙 고마세리스 제니 동반이스 제니 르 리부차지 요마리스 제니 간다이니 대단하니 척 지난 척 가면 가이니 다 짜는 이유 매버디 이르자네 강도야 모두지 아니 르지야 민심바 내가 샤나 대라이니 다 간다 룰라네라 땅바 빵의 제도 아니 동립 공부시네 아니 잡으리스 안데 젊은 시기 구스떨이야 신진아리 다가요아리 다른 신기 나도 따도무 떡주 나러래 다가요래 단담 담바하시네 르비게다 르기하지 진당 유치는 채나 유하여 말했지 야 말했지 간다 뭐 간다 가이네 거래 시수 모두와 강도야 매도 모두 되는지 지야 모두 보지라 르 아니 대다도 지야 무슨 옷에 샤베이나 아니 주님과 말했지 때도 숨기고 말해 자 따디 간다이네 시신이슘 다시 한번 캐나 시즌을 매번 했지. 이네 동반 이거 거든지 내질 받다 이르자네. 딱 뒤에 만지버리. 야 로드하고 치매 레버리.
Again, and there is another kind of misapprehension of the teachings of emptiness. For example, that although one may have tremendous admiration and interest in the teachings of emptiness of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. However, one's understanding of emptiness is developed in the following way. that when you subject any phenomena or all things and events to critical analysis, if we are to search for the true essence of things and events, we will come to realize that things, whatever phenomena it may be, things or events cannot withstand such critical analysis. We will discover that things and events sort of dissolve, as it were, if we are to search for some kind of true essence. And then because of this, that things and events cannot be found if we subject them to such critical analysis, then one maintains that that unfindability, that nature of not being able to find, constitutes the ultimate truth. And then what the individual should do in order to develop insight into emptiness is to let go of one's mind and free one's mind of any form of apprehension, any form of cognition of things, and that non-thinking, that non-cognition, then constitutes the true experience of emptiness, and that is a form of misunderstanding. And in fact, this is the standpoint that Lama Tsongkhapa himself, at one point, upheld in his early stages of study and development, and we find this standpoint presented by Tsongkhapa also in his Golden Rosary, which is a commentary on Abhisamaya Alamkara, and also in his retelling of the Bodhisattva Saraparavruttita's story in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Tsongkhapa's retelling, poetic retelling of that story, we also find this is the understanding of emptiness he himself presents and the standpoint that he maintained. But again, the idea that ultimate nature of reality is this mere non-nothingness, this mere unfindability, and then one's engagement with that is simply a question of not apprehending anything, not cognizing anything, and a kind of a non-thinking. That is, again, from the point of view of a true understanding of emptiness, it is a false understanding. It's a form of misapprehension.
Jermusi namda na lolia ene kyumu shuwe kudulia ene tawade kongu shigyare usulerda ene kyumu ya shuji kudude wada tawade kongu shigyare ene chalia peche ene chalia dos kasore shibji mutamare choshungi ene shibji mutamare kudulia jermusi tanda dagara kugeda kage kangdo yan zubabeba da ene chenungi yinlu Kangdoya Madhuba Tela, Leya, Kangdoya Minzimber, any Nyabashasha, Dingin, Digan, Jermshi, Nyabashani, any torture, Jermshi Machimata. Mizu Torture, Jermshi Shirima, Kobashin, Tangakanto, Sesh Nyabashani, and Torture to Mashimisha, anyway, Mizu Torture, Sani, Jermshi, and the Gazi City Shudua, and Togi, some shooty every. She chis any Mizu, Tanya Jan, Gavatelia, Dingsin Gavas.
So this understanding of emptiness, which is a misapprehension that emptiness is nothing but it's neither this nor that. It's this idea of nothingness. Emptiness is nothingness, and also the one's engagement with emptiness is nothing but it's a form of non-thinking that you do not. Take into your thought any kind of thinking or any kind of apprehension or cognition. We find again in Tsongkhapa's biography, again in the early stages of his development, when he was at a place called Kyomo, and there one day he was in the prayer session with other monks, and in the prayer, in the congregation, they recited the Heart Sutra. And as the Heart Sutra was recited, Tsongkhapa contemplated and meditated on the meaning of the Heart Sutra. And since at that stage, his understanding of emptiness, the profound teaching of perfection of wisdom, scripture was that of this nothingness and non-mentation, non-thinking. He became so absorbed in his meditation that on this nothingness, that when and he was actually leaning on a pillar. So when the prayer ended and everybody left, it is said that Tsongkhapa was still, you know, immersed and absorbed in this meditative state, and he wasn't aware that the prayer has ended and everybody has left. So later, this pillar became known as the pillar of meditative concentration, and it seems that Tsongkhapa was actually sort of in a kind of a blissful state, probably leaning on that pillar. So this is how we should understand the characteristics of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra described in the verse 9, that as Sādhā Prarūdhita found, may I too be instructed in the meaning of transcendent wisdom, profound, tranquil, and non-dual, untainted by misapprehensions, muddy water. And then the next verse follows, which reads, may I never be swayed by evil friends and teachers of non-virtue who profess views of permanence and nothingness outside the profound thought of the Buddha. So we will now go back to the three principal aspects of the path.
자다 제시 방법 이용도 남아진 게 로 차야리야 아니 또 준주 중세 준주가 다 삼대 리고로 써와 어다 디디 전주 생존 거다 담바 또 저래 다가는 신이 우머지 참 대대대다가다 흉먼군나로다 전주 생거 소용구야리 시진 흉리 우먼주거리 다가는 신이 지다 남대리 먼군나다 레고도 와 전에다이네 쪼로데 시 가서 준조래 세슈다 숙세슈지 다 도스전에 제시하면 이용도 나버지 로트비아데 도스도 아 다데네 강동네 강게 동네 강게 나래 다 동네 먼저 차라 이게 따래야 아 되게 안 가서도 쉬살에 주라 추시 준지체 생데 주라 추시 준지체 나가는 게 생활 답으로 더지 짜지다고 머리 몸이 쓰러지지 동무슨 유전자 맞나? 다 대내에 제신 방배로 샤땡에게 내가 눈을 집에 만남기 명주 삼네 심지어 깨버는 즉 자리 속이야.
Then on verse 6, Tsongkhapa explains the need for generating the altruistic intention, bodhicitta. We read that renunciation, though, can never bring the total bliss of matchless Buddhahood unless it is bound by the highest wish. And so the wise seek the highest wish for enlightenment. So this verse explains the reason, the need for cultivating and generating the bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And so when we speak about altruistic intention, the bodhicitta, we are talking about a state of mind that is endowed with two aspirations. One is the aspiration to be of benefit to other sentient beings, that is the altruistic aspiration. The other is the aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So bodhicitta is a state of mind that is endowed with these two aspirations. The altruistic aspiration, benefit to other sentient beings, is the cause of the bodhicitta. And this aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings is what arises when you actually experience bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. So so these two aspirations need to be cultivated separately. And for cultivating the aspiration to attain Buddhahood, of course, what is critical is to first to have some understanding of what is meant by enlightenment, what is meant by Buddhahood. And here, this is related to the notion of nirvana, spiritual freedom and liberation that we spoke about earlier. So once you have some understanding of what is meant by liberation or moksha, or spiritual freedom, then you have you can extend that analysis to the possibility of attaining even complete enlightenment and total perfection. And here, furthermore, one needs to reflect also on such ideas as the notion of Buddha nature, the fact that all the afflictions of our mind, the emotional and mental afflictions, they are in principle removable, separable from the essential nature of mind because they are advantageous. And that they can be removed. There are powerful antidotes opposing them. And so this is one important fact that needs to be contemplated on. Another fact is the idea that the potential, the seed for Buddhahood pervades all sentient beings. The Buddha nature exists in all of us by our innate nature. So the concept of Buddha nature, the teachings on the Buddha nature is directly relevant to the practice of bodhicitta and cultivation of this aspiration to attain Buddhahood. And as far as the teachings on the Buddha nature is concerned, we will find perhaps the most comprehensive and useful, beneficial explanation in Maitreya's Uttara Tantra or Ratna Gotra Vibhaga, which is the Sublime Continuum or Gyulama, and so which teaches all of these aspects of the theory of Buddha nature. And so it is in this way one develops and trains one's thought in cultivating this aspiration to attain Buddhahood. Now, as for the development of the aspiration, the altruistic aspiration, to be of benefit of other sentient beings, the key really is the practice of compassion. As Nagarjuna states in Ratnavali, the precious garland, that the root of bodhicitta is compassion. And because what sort of give rise to the actual experience of bodhicitta is the sense of commitment and sense of responsibility, extraordinary sense of responsibility towards others. And that kind of extraordinary sense of commitment and responsibility towards others can only arise if you have realized what is called the great compassion, the universal compassion towards all sentient beings. And when we speak about compassion, compassion is a sentiment which aspires or which wishes other sentient beings, suffering sentient beings, to be free of their suffering. So in order to, therefore, in order to develop compassion, one needs to train in two aspects of compassion. Aspects of compassion. One is to try to develop and enhance a sense of closeness and sense of concern towards other sentient beings. Because the greater your concern towards other sentient beings, the greater your feeling of unbearableness towards other sentient beings, suffering. So there is a need to develop that, cultivate that aspect of compassion, which is the sense of closeness, sense of empathy and connectedness towards other sentient beings. And on that practice, the most important text really is the Bodhisattva, Bodhicharya Avatara, Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which is the principal text that outlines the steps of contemplation that is necessary for